Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 20. When you think about yourself, what do you see? When God looks at you, he sees his greatness. He sees a reflection of his glory and his might. When God looks at you, he sees his masterpiece. You were created in the image and likeness of God. You weren't created just to live a good life, accumulating things and trying to become as good a person as you can possibly be. You were created to do something great, something that will echo throughout eternity. You were created on purpose and for a purpose. You were created to reflect God himself and nothing else in all of creation. Not even angels can reflect God as good as you can. Let's read Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave. God has placed divine privileges in you so that you can do great things. Notice that nothing else in this world does great things. The birds in the sky don't build houses for the poor. The animals that walk the planet don't heal the sick, and the fish in the ocean don't heal the brokenhearted. Only you and I can do that because God has placed his image and likeness in us. The best way to reflect God's image and likeness is to have the same attitude that Jesus had. The attitude of the world is to believe that greatness somehow is about accumulating wealth and fame. But being rich and famous does not make you great. No one is considered great because of what they've done for themselves. They're considered great because of what they've done for others. You don't need to be rich and famous to do great things. What you need is to have a humble attitude. You need an attitude of voluntarily living for a purpose greater than yourself. And you need an attitude that seeks to serve rather than to be served, and an attitude to give rather than to ask. Think about it. A great person is not measured by how much wealth they were able to accumulate. A great person is measured by how much of it they gave away in service to others. Let's pray. Dear God, how awesome to know that I am made in your image and likeness. How awesome it is to know that I am your masterpiece, created and fashioned by your mighty hand to do great works. Like Jesus said, I am able to and called to do even greater works. Father, I am diligently working towards having an attitude of humility and service because I want to do great things for your kingdom. Help me to continue growing in humility and guide me along the path and purpose that you have set out for my life so that at the end of it, you might say, "Well done, faithful servant." Thank you for your word and for your Holy Spirit that leads me. And thank you for Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.